We continue to recommend Shift 4. Welcome to this audio issue of Distressed Investing, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Shift 4 Payments, NYSE, 4, reported its operating results for the quarter that ended December 31st and provided its outlook for 2026. Though the company continues to grow rapidly, its outlook for 2026 fell short of analyst consensus. This caused the share price to decline 21% over the last 2 days to approximately $44, and Shift 4's preferred 6% convertible shares, 4/PA, which we recommended in January, to decline by a similar percentage to roughly $57. In addition to the reaction to earnings, the market is also reflecting concerns that Shift 4 may not be able to derive enough benefits to justify the high price it paid to acquire the luxury goods payment processor Global Blue Business, which has been included in operating results since July 1. Gross revenue less network fees, GRLNF, is the principal metric for assessing Shift 4's growth. It equates to the increase in payment processing revenue after fees paid to networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and large banks. During the most recent quarter, this metric rose 51%, while gross profit rose 58%. Company-wide, revenue increased 23% and operating profit by 48%. For the year, GRLNF rose 46% and total revenue by 25%. The company also announced that going forward it will present its results in greater detail by allocating revenue and expenses into three buckets: payments-based revenue minus network fees, tax-free shopping revenue, Global Blue subscription, and other revenue. The company's outlook for 2026 calls for growth of between 26% and 31% in GRLNF to $2.5 billion to $2.6 billion, with growth higher outside the U.S. It sees mid-single-digit growth in tax-free shopping and low single-digit growth in the subscription and other category. Management expects operating income to increase 20% to 25% to approximately $1.2 billion. The market is likely troubled with Shift 4's free cash flow, FCF, estimates. Shift 4 expects to generate between $490 million and $510 million in FCF in 2026, essentially flat with its results for 2025. We note that the company is installing the systems needed for Global Blue's luxury retailers to subscribe to, and pay for, a wider range of Shift 4 services. There's an inevitable lag between these expenditures, which are happening now, and revenue that should follow in 12 to 24 months. The company expects adjusted earnings per share, EPS, of $5.50 to $5.70, up from $5.17 in 2025. The market is concerned that Shift 4's growth is decelerating, and that FCF generation isn't expected to grow next year. We believe that these concerns are overblown, particularly since the stock has now fallen nearly 60% since hitting $108 per share in July. At the current price, Shift 4's is trading at roughly 8x this current year's earnings, a multiple that we believe doesn't reflect the likelihood that over the intermediate term Shift 4's operating profit is likely to resume rising at roughly 30% per year. We note that Shift 4 founder Jared Isaacman, the current head administrator of NASA, purchased more than 200,000 shares in August at an average price of roughly $83, and after the earnings announcement last week, he purchased $13.6 million worth of shares at an average price of $46. It's also positive that Isaacman plans to return to the company after his stint at NASA is completed. He has also converted his super voting shares into common stock, so that all shareholders now hold just one class of shares, and forgiven roughly $400 million owed to him related to a tax sharing agreement relating to the old stock structure. In addition, the company is buying back shares and has $500 million in its authorization to repurchase stock in the open market. At current prices, this would equate to reducing the share count 9%. In short, we believe that Shift 4's projected results for 2026 reflect the cost of cross-selling additional services to Global Blue's base of luxury retailers, but not the benefits that are likely to flow in 2027 and 2028. For this reason, we believe its stock at roughly 8x this year's projected EPS is significantly undervalued. The price decline will magnify the value of Shift 4's open market stock repurchases. We continue to recommend buying Shift 4 Payments, NYSE, 4, up to $70 per share, and Shift 4 6% preferred convertible stock, NYSE, 4/PA, up to $86 per share. Martin Fridson, Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. For important disclosures and disclaimers, please visit our legal disclosures page. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, You should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.